Thank you very much. That's right. This is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Birch out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. And we're here with some good stuff. So relax for a few minutes and enjoy it.
I want to mark this date down on your calendar. July 28th. That'll be here before you know it. It's the Nebraska Star Party. And that's just one of a multitude of things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to their website at visitvalentine.com. Check things out. If you're a golfer, it's golf paradise. Lots of great golf courses for you to check out here in the Cherry County and surrounding areas. And again, you can find out more at visitvalentine.com. Check it out.
Pause for a moment. And you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Commercial Cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available every week. Check it out online. Get your subscription, tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
That's right. Well, I have a story about a cat up in heaven.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you ever wonder what goes on in heaven for kitties? Here we go. A cat died and went to heaven. God met her at the gates and said, "You have been a good cat all these years. Anything you want is yours for the asking." The cat thought for a moment and then said, "All my life I lived on a farm and slept on hard wooden floors. I would like a real fluffy pillow to sleep on." God said, "Say no more." Instantly, the cat had a huge fluffy pillow. A few days later, 6 mice were killed in an accident and they all went to heaven together. God met the mice at the gates with the same offer that he had made the cat. The mice said, "Well, we have had to run all of our lives from cats, dogs, and even people with brooms. If we could just have some little roller skates, we would not have to run anymore." God answered, "It is done." All the mice had beautiful, cute little roller skates. About a week later, God decided to check on the cat. He found her sound asleep on her fluffy pillow. God gently awakened the cat and asked, "Is everything okay? How have you been doing? Are you happy?" The cat replied, "Oh, it is wonderful. I have never been so happy in my life. The pillow is so fluffy, and those little Meals on Wheels you've been sending over are delicious."
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels. That's right, Mike. You heard it here.
What else do you have to share on the good stuff, Kim?
You know, it's time for the Valentine Police Blotter. Chief of Police Dana Miller submits this along with her sidekick, Trusty Bobby. All right, here we go. They had a disturbance reported. And this is the comment. "All you had to do was leave. That was it. Just leave. Your mouth and mind just wouldn't allow it. That's a raw deal when your body fails to cooperate. Off to jail you go."
That'll happen.
That's not good. And here they had a report of a theft. "When you attend large events such as concerts or sporting events, you may want to leave your important things locked in your vehicles. Leaving them sitting all together in one location unattended can be disastrous. Luckily, you just didn't remember where you put them down and they weren't actually stolen. At least now you know all the phone numbers to your credit cards that you had canceled. You also know how to cancel all your banking accounts. You will be busy the next few days reactivating bank accounts and credit cards."
Ooh, that really hurts.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my goodness. Okay, here's a bit more wisdom. An animal complaint came in. "The jumping bean dog is back. We haven't seen him for quite some time. If you have a dog that loves jumping fences and keeps leaving home, we may know what's going on. Your dog loves to play with other dogs. He jumps out of your yard into another yard and then back out. Quite the plan." Kind of sounds like he needs a play date.
Might need a partner there.
Yeah, there you go. "Here's assisting a citizen. I will begin with..." The caller was upset that their family member was yelled at. Why were they yelled at? They threatened to hurt people. And let's look at one more. "We must admit, this is criminal trespass. We must admit it was a lovely setup. It's unfortunate you did all that decorating to a home you didn't belong in. It's called squatting or trespassing."
Ooh, that's not good.
Oh, dear.
Stay tuned, folks, for another edition of The Good Stuff.